The Gemara in the bottom of Daf Samach Esam Beis, the top of Daf Samach Esam Alaf, brings down the Memra of Legabi Gezel Hager. It says, Yimein Leish Gael, V'chi Yesh Ra'adam Yisar Shein L'Gael. So what does this mean? Elab Gezel Hager Kasim Medaber. Talking about the Gezel Hager, where he has no relatives. V'am Rechman Ish Atat Tzarech Lachsav Yesh L'Gaelin V'im Lav. Katan Yit Atat Tzarech Lachsav Yidu Shein L'Gaelin. So if it's an Ish, a Gadol, then you have to check to see if he has Kraven, but a Katan, you don't have to worry that he has Kraven, because he's not Meilitz, you don't have to check to see that he has any Kraven. So Taisus has a kash on this. Taisus is on Samech Esam Beis, the second Taisus, a long Taisus. He says, Katan yet tzarich lachzer. He says, Vim taimar, minole lai katan mamayna. Why, what does this mean? We're being making a meet over here that you don't have to be mechazer by katan, by gezal ger, but how can this katan have mamayna to begin with? It's not shy for katan to have any money. Amin abag mishmeis, and schil a katan. Katan does not have schil. So it's impossible for katan to own money. Maybe she's zichel or day acher, maybe going to tell me that you're zeichet amadei acher, and then he could own the money. There is no schil katan even al yedei acher. Then Taisa says, even if you hold there is schil katan, that's only midrabana, not midaraisa. So bottom line is, on a daraisnik level, it's not shaykh that a katan would have money, that you need that the pasuk could be referring to that. So Taisa has a whole arichas over here trying to figure out an eitzah, how is it shaykh for a katan to have money. So I once heard a nice kasha from Tzvi Einstein, a shlita. He said, there's a very pasha day, he tempts how a katan can have money. He said that a person has bilus over his body and has bilus over his hair. So a katan has hair, and hair we find that hair is a dover that has shavius. People would pay money for Cyrus. So why can't you say that the katan cut his hair, he shaved off his all his hair, and he sold it, and that way he has money, because l'char, whatever is his guf is his, and he would get the money that he's paid for his hair. And he can't. People can't be mizaka money to him, but if it's his guf itself and he has automatic bilus over it because it's him, and mimela, if he would sell it, that money would become his. And that lechar would be a simple echitimtza, how a katan would have money. And why doesn't Taisus say that that is the tzir that katan has money? So that's a hara on Taisus. Why don't we say that his money came to him through his bilus over his own hair?